I don't care.
Hello. Hello, testing. Giant pain.
Is that heavy?
Hello, testing.
Idle black hands are the devil's playground.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a 4-week course. We are being clairaudient means you can hear your guide.
I came out of there.
And that's not the most pleasant thing in the world, because most people think you will hear it in a voice, and you don't. You hear it sometimes, most of the time, like the chipmunks. It's a high chirping noise.
Girls.
Oh my gosh. See, Aunt Teresa just died.
Girls.
Aunt Teresa died. She was so fat.
Will I ever get new material?
That's a big job. Do you know there's so many chickens on the other side that won't come down here?
Lesbian, and my name is Madge, and I'm fat. Also, I'm a lesbian. Did I already mention that I'm a lesbian? Okay, this is not starting so well. My last program with Cheryl seemed to be a success. I appreciate the donations from about a half dozen people. It was very nice. I'm still trying to pay off this microphone that I bought, which was very expensive. And, Anyway, I'm an obese woman. My name is Madge, a lesbian, and I'm doing this program in order to avoid fingering myself as part of my rehabilitation. Actually, it's funny because I was just talking. I'm going to take my headphones off. This is the, am I recording? Oh, yes. Whew. Yes. So this is the last day of me being solo, as it were, in this large house. Now, I was in Miami, Florida. Well, actually, I was in Fort Lauderdale and Miami, which is what I always do. However, I was not working. So that was nice, except that I wasn't getting paid for it either. Because things are great. However, I do expect to go back to being paid next week. So that's a lot of fun. The world is good. It's a wonderful place. I'm glad that workers have so many rights here in America. Very glad to be back. It's funny, I was just chatting on the text message with my ex-girlfriend, who I probably didn't talk about, because now I no longer talk about girlfriends and love interests and whatnot on my programs, because none of your fucking business. And it tends to ruin relationships, too, because, it doesn't. But whatever. In any case, I'm just tired of it. So anyway, so I was joking, and I said, well, now that we're not dating anymore, I can, because she's in France, and I'm never setting foot on that Franco soil again, I said, well, now that we're not dating, we can be friends on Facebook, finally. Because I never, ever allow people who I'm dating to be my friend on Facebook. And certainly do not show them my Twitter sheet, which is @bloodedlesbian, by the way. Because anybody who can get to the stage of listening to this podcast has every right and to know that. I'm putting them to test. So what I'm doing now while I talk to Jews is, I might duty, but because I do take advice from Howard Stern, who said in his book Private Parts, one should never shit unless it's practically coming out of you. So I take that advice. But if I do crown during this pogrom, then I will be going ahead and... that was a good sign. That was a little bit of a fart. Then I will be going ahead and taking a dumpy. Okay, so I got the mail. So anyway, what I'm doing is I am preparing the kitchen for the arrival of my relatives. I drove down with them, which was a lot of fun. And it really was, because I didn't have to go back with them. You know, the thing is, family can be great fun as long as you're not the child or the parent. But when you're the crazy, ugly aunt like me, a.k.a. Aunt Jenny in the Brady Bunch. I don't know if any of you remember Imogene Cloca as Aunt Jenny in the Brady Bunch, but she was the ugliest fuck aunt. And she'd come to visit, and everybody would say, "Oh, Jen, you're so much like your Aunt Jenny." But Aunt Jenny was ugly. But she was very funny. And so Jan was devastated when Aunt Jenny was coming to her visit. But then by the time she left, she said, "Oh, Aunt Jenny, I want to be just like you. I want to be just like you, Aunt Jenny. You and the Eggman. You make me so happy. You and the Eggman. I'll always want eggs." Anyway, so I'm cleaning up my stuff. It's not much to do, really, because I didn't do much. Spent a lot of time. Oh, I'm taking a new agey workshop, in order to feel like I'm actually accomplishing something in my life. So this is I know you'll all make fun of me, but it's one of these kind of like, it's at a yoga studio and it's about life. I'm not going to tell you the book that it's based on because you'll all make fun of me. But I don't care. You know, at least I can feel like I'm actually being proactive. And a cheesy new agey workshop is better than sleeping, as far as I'm concerned, as far as self-improvement goes, right? Also, I'm having this... I don't know where the fuck to put these newspapers. There's so many goddamn newspapers. Newspapers. Who the fuck subscribes to newspapers? I mean, why? There's no need for all that paper. You know? You have the internet. Why do you need a fucking newspaper? Anyway, it's not my house and I stay here for free, so I shouldn't even bitch about newspapers. I mean, I get it, because it makes sense to pay for a paper. It doesn't feel like you're getting much when you pay for a digital thing. So I kind of get it. I kind of do get it. These are these fat pants. All my pants are fat pants. I haven't been thin in like 3 years. Though I do exercise a lot now. The problem is when I go out of the city, when I travel, I don't really do much of exercise. I don't know why. I want to. Just don't feel like it. I'm a creature of a routine. I like my routine. I like to always have the same thing. I just do, you know? I don't know why. But I take great comfort in routine. As Prince said once in his homophobic song, which I don't remember which one it was, there is joy in repetition. And I do believe that's true. Oh, everything went to ding at once. Is that an email, a voicemail? Ugh, mint.com. Don't fuck with me. I hate mint.com. It tells me how I'm broke all the time. My dear Maggie, owe this money, owe that money, owe this thing money, owe this money. Oh, goddamn, you fucking broke bitch, fat ass cunt. Don't eat that ice cream. You can't afford it. Mint.com. Fuck you. But anyway, so, you know, I'm hoping that this class teaches me how to be not constantly bloated, although I do enjoy a bloat. I think that sometimes, perhaps too often, my farts smell like garlic. And you know what's weird about garlic farts is that I feel like a garlic fart, you know it's going to be a garlic fart because of the way it feels going out. And I can't really explain it, but I don't have to smell it to know that it's going to be a garlic fart. Like it's a certain feel in the way that it is leaving my botaris. And I know it's garlic. I know that it's going to smell like garlic. And then sure enough, I take a whiff, and there is the stench of garlic. And when I do those garlic farts, like I can garlic fart in the bed with Trotsky next to me. That's my dog, for those of you who don't know me. I can fart and all day and blow it up with gas. So, oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at some report cards that aren't my business. But I must say, my niece and nephew are very good. They both get straight A's. Well, straight A's, but I think each one of them got a B in something. But come on, that's pretty good. It's better than I ever did. God, I sound like a Jewish parent. Well, they got straight A's except for one. Jesus Christ. Anyway. What was I? Oh, yeah, so when I fart in the bed, Trotsky's there. You know, I spend the morning garlic farting. And I'm like, oh, I should get up, but that smells bad good. That smells bad in a good way. And I'll just keep farting for like maybe an extra half hour. So I get up, I do my thing, I make my coffee, and then I go back to the bedroom, perhaps, to get dressed or to take my antidepressant medicine. And lo and behold, whatever the fuck that means, lo and behold, it still smells like garlic fart, like an hour later. It's amazing. I mean, that's a miracle. So I realize I'm not saying anything. Okay, what time is it? It's 11:17, so we're getting to the yoga deadline. There are two classes I can take. The one that is closer in time to the present moment is the noon class, which is only an hour, which I think could be fun, because it's a new class, so nobody knows about it, because they closed in one of the yogas. I go to a gym. Oh, you don't care. I sound like Wanda Wisdom, even though I don't even know. Is she podcasting anymore? Anyway, I guess somebody has to talk about boring shit. So the chain of gyms I belong to where I do yoga, because it's cheap, closed one of its locations, so they moved a whole bunch of new classes into the other gyms, which is very nice. So they have all these new clauses. But I'm still fat because I eat too much. I eat about 57 bowls of Lucky Charms, though I have been, I wouldn't say vegetarian, but I would say I am a vegetarian as much as possible. In other words, when somebody offers me something that is not vegetarian at, say, a dinner party and there is not a vegetarian option, I will eat it. And I also will say, at this point in time, I am not being a vegetarian for ethical reasons. Do not yell at me, Thermos. Do not yell at me, Mikey Vlog. Now that he's vlogging, I guess his name is Mikey Vlog. First it was Mikey Pop, then Mikey Pod, and now Mikey Vlog. Faggot. So, yes, I've known Mikey Pod since 2000. And, anyway. So, so he's doing his independent artist thing, and I suppose in a way it inspired me to do a podcast, to just this particular one, because my vagina started smelling like garlic from the farts. The two holes are close, and if you want to smell something really bad, smell your girlfriend's vagina after she's been farting garlic. You won't like it. I didn't like it. So there is a new, right now as I record this, it's 11:19. I should check a phone to see what the real time is. And the noon class is obviously at noon by definition. Yeah, 11:19, 20 now. So if you have to stop abruptly this podcast, 11:20, if I want to get on time to the noon class. Otherwise, I have to go to the 4 p.m. class, which I used to go to. I've been to, but it's this teacher who's kind of bloated. And I have this thing. I don't really like to go to yoga classes where the teacher isn't, you know, doesn't, like, have a fit body. I think that's just kind of weird. Like, there's something just annoying about it. Like, okay, I'm doing yoga, and I'm fat, but you're going yoga, you're the teacher, and you're even fatter than me. Something about that doesn't make sense. And also, I realize that me saying that is not very yogic, because, you know, the bloaterous of the world doesn't like when you say bad things about people. But, you know, I also gotta be me, which is a lesbian. Silverware away. It's gonna be all ready for these people to get black. And, let's see. So, yeah. So that's, so I guess I'll try to go to this class if I can get this kitchen clean. I mean, it's clean now. All I have to do is, I mean, most of the stuff that isn't clean is the kids' stuff, which has nothing to do with me. But I'm just gonna sort of throw it in another place anyway. Und Platz. Oh, Miss 60. Who has a Miss 60 jacket? That is chic. Is that my sister has a Miss 60? Made in China. Ooh. Miss 60, made in China. Work it. Own it. Rent that Chinese factory workered. Oh, so, you know, I've been following politics. You know, this show started off for political reasons, I suppose. But now it's just so annoying and stupid. I don't know, like, I guess I only care about the big things. Like, there's all this shit with this fiscal cliff, and I don't understand, like, how it gets named something, and then everybody, even Amy Goodman, calls it this stupid name. It's somehow, like what Rachel Cannon and I were talking about a few weeks ago, how I refuse to pronounce a particular word correctly, though it escapes me presently which word that is. What word was it? Oh, Ermigerd. You know, like, it's like it bothers me that people buy into this sort of linguistic jingoism, jingoistic lingo. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was high all through college. And I went to school in Indiana for lunch, so, I mean, the Bronx, so we didn't get a very good education. So, you know, don't expect me to speak anything but malapropisms, because that's my language of choice. Get her done. Here comes Genterdun. Oh, what is this thing? Stylus. Here comes Genterdun. Oops, excuse me. Okay, this goes downstairs. These are my things. Yeah, some contact lenses. Oh, I gotta order new ones. By the way, I need glasses so that I can see far and close, and I can't afford them. So, it would be really nice if I could afford new glasses so that I... These now that I'm an olden woman, I have to wear these bifocals. But I can't afford the bifocals. So it's basically I wear my contact lenses for far vision, which improves my far vision, but ruins my close vision. Well, you can't really take off your contact lenses to see close, so I need some sort of a combination. So I can get the reading glasses from the Jewel Osco. But those things, aside from being just hideously ugly, it's just they're horrible. I just can't see. It just looks foggy and horrible. So the glasses that I want are called progressive. What is that steam? Oh, somebody's doing the laundry. Are called progressive. And I asked how much. Yeah, $900. No, I don't have eye insurance. $900 fucking dollars for the glasses that I would like. The frames alone are like $500. What the fuck? Anyway, so, yes, I'm begging, but what's his name? This guy at a seminar I went to last year in Sweden or something, no, in Prague. What his name was? I forget his name. It was like Butlover or something with Max and Stacey. It was a funny, Fuckfinger, Ralph Falkvenge was his name, Fuckfinger, I remember. He said you shouldn't feel guilty for begging online because it's the fucking new economy, get the fuck over it. So give me some money so I can buy my goddamn glasses. Give me some money so I can pay for this goddamn microphone I bought. And if you don't like it, you can leave. Oh, no, don't. But I'm perfectly willing to continue podcasting as it's... I don't need it to be lucrative, but it would be nice if it just helped me. It'd be nice if I could use it to pay for fucking goddamn glasses so I could goddamn fucking see my goddamn iPad. And at this point, I should probably just sell the iPad and get a Kindle, because I can't fucking see the thing. And at least with a Kindle, you can goddamn see because it's black and white instead of this goddamn black backlight. It's so fucking hard to read the goddamn thing. I'm really kind of worried about Apple, because, yeah, because most of the people I know that have iPads, they're like, well, I really don't need it, but I have it. And so, you know, scrotum. All right, so it's 11:26, and yeah, I guess I should finish this. So then basically what I'm going to do is I'll do this, finish this, duty right quick. Oh, I didn't duty on the program. Sorry. I'm not going to shit on the show. Not today. I think maybe I should try to get some of my audience back before I start shitting. It's really, because I think it's going to be gross. I had like a bowl of, I'm lying, two bowls of Cookie Crisp cereal. Well, when you live in a children's home and you have to eat vegetarian, you have to eat lots of high fructose corn syrup foods. See, Cookie Crisp is much better for me than, say, a chocolate. You know, a chocolate salad. Oh, there's vinegar. I'm going to clean with vinegar because I'm a lesbian. And we clean like we douche. Hard and fast. Hard and fast. You know how I like them, Badge. Madge, you know how I like them. Oh, yes, Mama. I know how you like them. Hard and fast. Hard and fast, Cookie. Yeah, Mama. I like them hard. I like them fast. Hard and fast. Anyway, so, can you please explain to me why this John Boehner gets reelected as Speaker? I mean, Jesus Christ. What a mess. What a fucking mess. I mean, the only thing decent Congress has done in, like, the last... Not the only thing, but the biggest thing the Congress did is fucking health care reform. And everybody hated them for that, and it caused fucking Congress to not get elected again. The Democrats lost a majority because of health care. So, you know, yeah, you all know I came back to this country because it's home. Not because, of, like, all of a sudden I realized that everybody's smart here. There's still a bunch of fucking morons. But does it get better? I don't fucking know. Does it get better for me? Yeah, because now I'll be able to have health insurance and not worry about pre-existing conditions. And that's a big deal. You know, I don't know enough about... And the thing is, too, that I'm starting to realize as an olden woman is that when you live in a country where half the people are fucking morons, you have to compromise. It is unfortunate. But so being an idealistic progressive, what I'm finding now is I don't know that it's particularly useful, though it is, because in order to have a good center, you need good sides, I suppose. So, yeah, I'm progressive, but not as progressive as I used to be, because I just don't think, like, I should say, well, I only want health care reform if it's universal payer, or single payer, rather. Because it's not realistic, it's not going to happen, then we'll have nothing. But if I can say, well, I'm willing to compromise, okay. But then again, you have to have some place to compromise from. Trotsky, you need to go out? He's sitting in the sun. It's about 30 degrees here. Need to go out? Come on, let's go. Lego, bitch. Come on, come on. Oh, I think he just wants to set a spell in the sun. You want to set a spell, Gertz Colonel? Well, having my house, this house, to myself has been nice because it has given me an opportunity to go upstairs in my underpants and my bra and girdle and panty. Well, they're Spanx. You know, and that's wonderful. You know, because the worst thing about waking up when your dog is barking to go out is having to put on your bra, your pants, in case, you know, somebody sees you. I mean, I'm not in the kind of family where, like, we just put our slacks. I mean, I don't want anybody to see me naked. I don't care how related to me they are. I'm disgusting. You know, I'm gross. So there's that. Oh, and I got to fill this description. I forgot about that. Shit, is it too late? Anyway, whatever. Yeah. So I need glasses. So maybe I'll sell my iPad, get a Kindle, and some glasses instead. That's what I was thinking about doing. I mean, I wish I had gotten a larger iPhone, because if I had like a 12, 30, the only thing I really use the iPod pad for is movies and reading. Well, no, I do read the news too. But now that I have the newer iPad, I feel like newer iPhone, I feel like I don't use the iPad for reading as much, because I can use the phone. So, and then when I use the iPad for watching television, really all I'm using it for is to broadcast it to the television. And I could do that just as easily with a phone if I had more memory. But anyway, that's ridiculous. In any case, I don't really mean it. I have no intention of selling my iPhone. I'm just trying to make you feel guilty into sending me money so I can pay for my reading glasses. Yeah, I mean, even reading glasses would be fine, I guess. I'd rather have the progressive lenses so I don't have to fucking change. So, which, by the way, my money hole is, my money holder is pinky@gussman.com. No, what did I... Rishi@hotmail.com, or also known as your mother with stink hair in BC. Now, you just go to yeastradio.com and click the PayPal link. Also, if you do comment, I prefer that the comments be on the Yeast Radio blog because that belongs to me. I know that it's somewhat unresponsive, but sorry about that. Okay. All right, well, the kitchen's clean. As my vagina isn't, we'll see if I can get to the yoga class on time and hasta la vista, turd babies. Oh, I'm not even at the grim holder. I can't do a thingamajig. I don't even have a song to play. Shit. Okay, let's see here. What do I have to play that I haven't played 1,000 times? Something horrible from Les Miserables. I have something to say about Les Miserables. I haven't seen it yet. But I've heard the album, and, you know, for all this talk about how horrible Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe are, I realize listening to the soundtrack that they aren't as anywhere, I mean, they aren't any worse than the horrible actors they had in the original cast albums for both Broadway and, what's that other place, London shit. It's all crap. The male roles in that musical were always awful and just like these horrible people sounding awful. Let's see, what can we play? Oh, God, this should be awful. Yeah, okay, so this is Javertis. Oh, I'm never going to get this downloaded in fucking time. Damn it, because I got some goddamn torrents running. Shit. I'll turn off the torrents. Maybe I'm never going to get to this fucking yoga. Don't make me go to that fucking shit. Okay. Let's see. So I want you to hear, because you've probably heard it already, if you're a show tunes queen, how horrible Russell Crowe. This is the original 1985 London cast with the Javert suicide. It was the Russell Crowe character, and you can hear how incredibly awful it is. So really, I don't care what people say about how bad it is, even though I haven't seen the movie. I just wanted to play something, and I have no idea what I'm talking about, kind of. Yeah, I wish I'd seen the movie, but my friends don't like that, which is... God damn it, don't give me that fucking beach ball. Motherfucker. There it is. Here.
Who is this man? What sort of devil is he? To have me caught in a trap and choose to let me go free. It was his hour at last to put a seal on my fate. Wipe up the past and wash me clean off the slate. All it would take was a flick of his knife. Vengeance was his and he gave me back my life. and if I live in the debt of the thief, and if I yield at the end of the chase, I am the Lord and the Lord is not mocked. I'll spit his pity right back in his face. There is nothing on earth that we share. It is either Valjean or...
Sylvia Celeste Brown. I am a working psychic.
How can I now allow this man to hold dominion over me?
Pickle.
This desperate man that I have hunted, he gave me my life, he gave me freedom. I should have perished by his hand.
Is that heavy?
It was his right. It was my right to die as well.
Nigger.
Instead I live, but live in hell. And my thoughts fly apart. Can this man be believed? Shall his sins be forgiven? Shall his crimes be reprieved? And must I now begin to doubt? Who never doubted all those years? My heart is stone and still it trembles. The world I have known is lost in shadow. Is he from heaven or from hell? And does he know that granting me my life today, this man has killed me even so?
Hi, my name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
But I fall, and the stars are black and cold as I stare into the void of a world that cannot hold.
You're an idiot.
I'll escape now from that world, from the world of Jean Valjean. There is nowhere I can turn. There is no way to go on.
Go home.